Okay, it's gone very quiet in the Isabel Community Cafe. It's time for brunch, but it's a bit different this week because I'm sitting around a table with loads of lovely women who are going to talk to me about a new group called In Stitches. But first, Gaina has got a bit of a recipe to tell us about.
Yes, I have, Kevin. Hello. I'm only doing a quick recipe because we've just had lunch and I made a very quick tomato soup. So I'll tell you about that because it only takes 2 minutes, and then the girls can tell you all about our In Stitches group.
Okay. Go for it.
So today we made cream of tomato soup. I used 2 kilos of large tomatoes, quartered them in an oven tray with olive oil, 2 onions quartered and stuck on the top of the tomatoes, and some garlic on the top. Stuck it in the oven, 20 minutes, and it's done.
Yeah.
As soon as you can stick a fork in the tomato, it's ready. Put all of the ingredients that you've roasted in the oven into a saucepan. Use a hand blitzer to blitz it, and it goes all nice and loose.
Yeah.
Then you add 2 vegetable stock cubes.
Yeah.
And about 2 tablespoons of tomato ketchup.
I've got all this.
Stir it all up nicely together, and then add a tub of single cream.
A tub? How big's the tub?
Sort of this big. So how big's that?
On the radio, that
yeah,
big.
Yeah, that's about that big.
Yeah.
About a normal size tub of single cream, small one.
Okay.
And you just warm it through and Bob's your uncle, you got tomato soup.
Wow.
That quick.
I was going to say, tell me that again, but...
Can't you remember?
Yeah, it's all recorded now.
It's all recorded,
so you don't need to say it again, do you?
Yeah.
No, okay.
You could probably use creme fraiche if you wanted instead of the cream, couldn't you?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I like creamy soup.
Yeah.
I like being naughty.
So is she telling you what to do?
Well, Sandy. Yeah, Sandy will tell us what to do. Yeah, that's fine. But do you want everyone to introduce themselves? Or shall I introduce you?
Yeah, go on, I'll introduce you.
Well, I'll introduce Sandy first because she's our keen crochet in charge lady.
Yeah.
Hi.
Then we've got Kate.
Hello.
Hi.
And Emma.
Hi.
Hiya.
And Beth.
Hi.
Okay.
And they will tell you all about this brilliant In Stitches group that we've started, which I will say right at the beginning is free to everybody.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave you with these ladies now. Will you be good?
You're not, are you?
Will you be good?
What,
and
all on my own?
All on your own.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's gone even more quiet out there now, isn't it?
I'm going to sort out there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll leave you to it.
All right.
And I'll speak to you later.
Thanks, Gaina.
Okay, bye.
Right. Well, that's got rid of Gaina then.
Yeah.
Oh, no, she heard that.
I did, and I was going to give you a biscuit, but...
Oh. Biscuits!
Chocolate chip
right,
cookies.
Look at you all tucking in. Right, so, Sandy.
Yes.
Tell us about the In Stitches group then. Where did the idea come from?
Kate actually threw it up.
It's your fault, Kate.
Well, I'd seen craft groups in different areas, and as a local area coordinator, I was looking at sort of activities for our local area. And when I met Sandy, for the first time I met her, she had these amazing... crocheted dresses and toys and hats and booties, loads and loads of beautiful crochet.
Yeah.
And just asked her if she'd be interested in doing like a crochet class or something at our local Izzy Centre. So it's evolved into In Stitches. So it's not just crochet, it's now going to be knitting, embroidery. Rug making?
Yeah, rug making. Anything that's to do with wool or sewing or, you know, tapestry, embroidery, anything you want it to do. Yeah.
But why that in particular? Was there already an interest here then? You actually know each other anyway from before?
No. I didn't know Kate before.
Okay.
But since I've been coming here, there's a lot of young girls here that do crochet, that come in and do crochet anyway.
Oh, is it still a thing then, crochet?
It sounds a bit
like the old days, doesn't it, crochet?
Yeah, but it's coming back. There's a lot more interest in it now.
Yeah.
And
do you know why that is? What's the attraction of it? Because I don't crochet.
I think it's because everyone's into mindfulness, aren't they? And people are trying to be more creative and trying to find time for themselves. And actually, crocheting, knitting, sewing, it's really good. I mean, there's research out there that's going on now about how good it is for mental health.
Yeah.
And actually, it's quite fashionable.
Yeah, very fashionable.
People like to have something that's more unique nowadays.
Yeah.
What, something you've made yourself? That's satisfying to do that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember my mum, who was an avid knitter, And every time, she'd do it like all day and all night. The telly would be on, but she'd still be clicking away, and she wasn't even thinking about it, which goes back to what you were saying. It just sort of soothed her, I think, after bringing up five children, including me. I think she needed it. Okay.
But when I was younger, I used to make all my own clothes.
Did you?
Yeah.
And you still do that?
Not so much now, no. But I used to do it all when I was in my teens and that. Because clothes are so expensive to buy.
Yeah.
I used to make most of my own clothes. And, okay. Yeah.
So what's the message to people out there then, that the attraction would be, number one, you meet people.
Yeah,
absolutely. It doesn't cost you anything.
No.
And we've had gentlemen coming along to sessions.
Yeah.
We've had all ages. So, and it's about sort of addressing isolation. And there's always going to be a friendly face here at the Izzy. So, and also, you don't need to be able to do it. Because amazingly, Sandy taught me how to crochet.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not the best yet, but I've managed to actually do some squares, sew them together, and make a seat cover for my camper.
Wow.
So anyone can do it, and Sandy's a brilliant teacher.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll get more people come who are experienced in knitting and other things, and they can show other people how to do these things.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a hopeless knitter, but I can sew and I can crochet.
Yeah.
So,
What about you? Are you a knitter or a crocheter or a...
I'm not, unfortunately.
None of those things.
But she does do rug making.
Yeah.
Done
do you?
Before,
yeah.
Yeah, I've
done that before.
This is my daughter.
Oh, hiya. Have you done that for a long time?
Off and on.
Off and on, yeah. When I got bits. So I'm quite a crafty person, but not with
you're
sewing.
You're more into artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And are you the same? Are you quite new to this?
I was a very novice when I first met Sandy, and she has taught me how to crochet.
Fantastic.
And I'm working on my butterflies at the moment.
Wow. Wow.
Which my children love, but Sandy's not so impressed with them.
For the uninitiated, is it easy enough to pick up? Is it like most hobbies?
Yes.
You can do it to a certain level pretty much straight away.
Yeah, it's the initial... Once you've got used to how to hold the wool and the needle, it can be quite easy to pick it up.
Okay. So people don't need to be afraid of just turning up and giving it a go, because anybody could do it, really.
I'm on it.
What are you up to, Sandy?
I'm just
going to
go and get you one of the butterflies we start with.
Yeah? We've got a sample here, aren't we?
All
right.
This is the butterfly that I taught these to Kate and Emma to make, first of all.
Oh, brilliant.
And
wow, that's lovely.
Where I've got so many, because they keep showing everybody how to do it.
Okay.
I've been thinking of putting them on like little hairbands, headbands for children.
And is that a good way to start off, just making
a butterfly?
It is,
because it's basically, if I take the bit around the middle off, it's just like an extension on a...
I see.
Granny square, it's like a flower, and then you just fold it in half and it becomes a butterfly.
So just for people who might want to get involved, can you tell us the basics then? So it's called In Stitches, and you're here every
Wednesday
what, from now on?
From the 30th.
We're starting from the 30th, because we want to get some
January. And what time?
12:30 to 2:30
at the Isabel Community Cafe.
That's right, yes.
And just a case of turning up, you don't need to pre-book.
No, just
come.
You can bring your own stuff or projects to make.
Yeah.
Or we have donations of wool.
Okay.
So if people want to make stuff for the community, they're welcome to.
Okay.
Or if people want to give donations of wool, so that we can make stuff for the community, that would be great.
Fantastic. Okay, well, it's lovely to talk to you. We've got to stop in a sec, but Sandy's got a bag full here.
Now, this is some of the wool that we got donated.
Oh, right.
It's some chunky wool, and I thought we could make these bags to sell at the...
I want one!
Sandy's just got a bag full of wool. Yeah, that's a lovely bag, isn't it?
It's just you can use it like a pot to store things in, but it's handy for wool and that as well.
Yeah, fantastic.
And,
all right.
It's, you can make them in different sizes as well, but it's good with chunky wool. So we had some chunky wool donated, so I thought, I'll make a sample up and people.
All the money that we get through the donations will be going back into the community.
Yeah.
Yeah, because what we'd like to do is with the donations we want to at the moment, because there's no specific community project that needs anything.
Yeah.
We'll be making things to sell at the summer fete here.
Oh, okay.
And to sort of increasingly donate the money, and then we can donate some to the whoever.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, well, it's lovely to meet you all.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you too.
Yeah. Thanks very much for your time.
You're very welcome.
And I'll probably see you next week, won't I?
Oh, well, if you're coming at this time.
Thanks again.
You're welcome.